It's you? Really? I'll be there in a sec. Oh dear. Now I have to find my keys and... hide these. Hey, calm down. I said I'll be there in a...
second. Wow, you look like you walked the plank on a pirate ship. How long has it been raining like this? An hour? Damn. I think I was a little bit absorbed in the book I was reading. You know me, the world could be ending and I wouldn't realize it. hiding? I didn't say anything about hiding. Come on in. I bet you really need a roof and a warm shower right now. Don't worry, I can lend you some of the old clothes I stole from, well, you. Now go, before you leave a big puddle in my living room. Feeling better? Sit on the couch with me then, right here. I hope you don't mind what I'm wearing. I mean, you're the one who just appeared out of nowhere, and I really didn't want to take this nightgown off. It's so comfy. Not that I have anything to show off, anyway. Come on, you know it's true. I'm so small all around that no one even guesses I'm actually your senior. Remember when that old lady told you how nice it is that you bring your little sister to the movies with you? Oh my god, the look on her face when I told her the truth was just priceless. See? It's for this kind of thing that I miss going out with you. You always attract the weirdest situations. Honestly, being with you is what made an introvert like me have energy to go out in the first place. It's sad that I barely get to see you around now, and you've never even told me why. Yeah, I know you've been busy, but... never mind. What do you want to do? You look like a zombie after running in the rain for so long, and there's no way I'm going to change to go out now, so maybe just chill on the couch and watch something? I have a couple of new anime on my list. Or we could just go with Full Metal Alchemist for the 25th time? That works too. Good choice. Alright, let me look for it and... hey, why are you on the other side of the couch? Come closer. You know I don't usually bite. Didn't you hear me? Come on, you dork. We've done this every week for years. Why are you acting so weird now? Don't try to change the subject. Ugh, you're gonna make me go there, aren't you? Congratulations, I just got up from my favourite spot on the couch for you. Now, are you gonna tell me what's up? I had a feeling you were avoiding me lately, and now that we're together, you're acting like I'm radioactive or something. What? Is it because of what I'm wearing? You're my best friend. I trust you not to be weird about it. No? Are you still mad that I beat you 17-0 the last time we played Magic? Or did I do something wrong? We always joke and tease each other, but if I crossed a line, you can tell me. What is it then? I'm lost here. And I won't know unless you talk to me. You're not sure if I'll want to know? Oh, come on. I just want my best friend back. Please? You know you can tell me anything, and it can't be that bad. I mean, what did you do? Kill someone? Can you say that again? I may have heard it, like, really wrong, or... You... like me? You mean, like me? This isn't some kind of mean joke, is it? You shouldn't joke about this kind of thing. It's not funny. No, it's not that I don't feel the same. I've had feelings for you for so long, but hey, are you? You don't understand, I... Wait. I like you so much, and I would be the happiest girl on the planet if I could just keep kissing you like this. If I could be yours. But I can't. It wouldn't be fair. Because I've been hiding something from you ever since we met. I really don't think you'll want to know. Hey, I know that's what you said before, but it's different. If I told you, you would either never talk to me again or think I went crazy. Or both. Please, don't look at me with these puppy dog eyes. Even if that hurts me a lot, I'm sure you can find another girl who makes you happy. It doesn't have to be me. You don't want anyone else? Okay. You win. I'll tell you. But only if you promise you'll not laugh at me. No matter how absurd it sounds. Okay? Okay. I am a demon. No, I'm not joking. I guess I'll have to show you. See? These little bat wings? And the tail? This is what I normally look like. I'm sorry. I know how confused and scared you must be. I'm sure people always told you how demons are evil and deceptive and that they want to hurt people. I don't expect you to trust me after this, but I just wanted you to know that I might have hidden this from you all this time, but I didn't lie. All those moments we had together, and everything I feel for you, they're all real to me. I really am that weird girl you met at the game store one day. But I'm also this. Anyway, I don't think explaining myself will help. If you want to run away and never come near me again, I understand. The door isn't locked. Just be careful with the storm, okay? Hey, it's fine. You don't need to... You still like me? Even after knowing the truth? I don't know what to say. Can you kiss me again? Wow, this feels better every time. It does. But before we keep going and get a little too excited, there's some other things I should probably tell you. Sorry if I'm killing the mood. No, it's not anything bad this time. But if you're gonna have a magical creature as your girlfriend, you need to at least have some idea of how this whole thing works. Well, for starters, there's all different kinds of demons. Some are nice, mean, good, evil, but we're generally divided by our abilities and functions. There are messenger demons, warrior demons, contract demons, and so on. I happen to be a Succubus. Okay, I'm sure you've played enough RPGs to know what that means, and I know what you're thinking. I'm a virgin. I can barely talk to guys, and I'm flatter than a pancake. How could this girl possibly be a succubus? About that. People think we need to feed on human essence to survive, but that's not how it works. I can live on ramen and my shitty cooking just fine. What the essence does is it serves as our fuel for our magic. Before feeding, the little power we have is only enough to temporarily hide our demonic features, and it kind of develops from there. So when a succubus reaches adulthood, she usually goes out to hunt for her first human prey and feeds on him. My parents always said this, at least. They kept saying I should complete the rite of passage and awaken my true self, whatever that means. But I never did. I become a stuttering mess every time I come close to flirting, so how could I possibly seduce someone? And even if I did know how to do it, I never wanted to find a random guy who's suitable prey. I mean, I don't want anyone to be my prey. I want my first time to be special. I know this is normal for a human girl to feel, but for a succubus? My parents tell other demons I'm adopted. Sorry, you can tell me to shut up if I'm rambling too much. Aww, Yuri is so sweet. Thank you. And the last thing I want to talk about has to do with that, actually. Okay, for the longest time, I've been trying to run away from what I am. I went to college, got a day job, and did all of these other things to feel like a normal human. I wasn't even caring if I'd be a virgin succubus who's stuck at level zero forever. But then, you happened. You made me feel safe and special in a way I never did before. And now that we've started kissing, it's like all of these instincts I've suppressed are coming back. So, I have to ask. Would you help me finish the rite? Would you let me feed on you? I promise you won't die, or any of those stupid things people say. You know what feeding means here. Please don't make me explain it. You don't? Oh dear, I need to... I need to give you a blowjob and swallow your cum. I'm sorry, I know this is very soon, and I didn't want to be this forward, but it's not my fault. I might be terrible at it, but I'm still a succubus. It's okay? Really? So, can I kiss you a little more before we start? To get us in the mood? I've been wanting to be like this with you for so long, but I never thought it would actually happen. I'm so glad. You're such a good kisser too. It's okay. You can touch me. Whatever you want. I'm yours now. I hope it's fine if I touch you as well. Here? Maybe? Through your pants? Oh, you're so hard. Is that really because of me? It's nice to know I'm doing my job for once. Hey, if you're ready, can we do the thing I talked about now? Oh, great. Let me just slide down the couch, get on my knees between your legs, and there. I'll unzip your pants now. Okay? Oh, that's a very attractive thing you've got here. So hot and hard and... Oh, damn it. Why do I have to be so bad at dirty talking? Oh, it's probably better if I just shut up and do the thing. Maybe I should start out by licking? I don't know how to do this very well, but I hope it feels good. The taste is a little different than I expected. No, not different bad. Definitely not. It's so sweet. Tastes a bit like chocolate. Even better, actually. Shouldn't it taste like that? Maybe it's because I'm a succubus then. I don't know, but it's so good. And the scent too. I want more. Please, can I put it in my mouth? Wow. Oh, the scent and taste got even stronger. Are you getting more excited? I'm so glad I can make you feel good. I'm just following my instincts. And can you look into my eyes while I do it? Please, just keep staring at them. It makes me melt for you even more. Yes, like that. Ah, oh, your eyes are so gorgeous. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even ask if I could take you in this deep. I think your taste is really getting me eager. It's even better this way. Then you can hold my hair and help me move. I don't mind. Actually, I kind of really want you to do it. Yes, make me take all of you. Please. Oh. Feel you throbbing in my mouth. Is that your pre-cum? Oh, it's even sweeter than your cock, and it's making my tongue all tingly. You're twitching so much too. Does that mean you're getting close? Are you gonna come? Yes. I want you to. Please, give me your cum. I've waited so long to taste your essence. So please, give it all to me. Fill my mouth with it. Yes, yes, come for me. Yes. Oh, Did you like it? I think you can see that I did. Oh. Yes, I might have gotten a little carried away. But it was so good to finally taste your essence. Not only the taste, the texture too. And it's like ice. It's like I can feel some energy flowing inside of me. I really don't know how to explain it. Oh, my body feels so hot. Oh, sorry. Sorry, what did you say? My eyes are glowing. Oh, wow. I'm guessing these are all of the side effects of the whole magic thing. Oh, it's fine. I probably just need some time to get used to it. Oh dear. Oh, it's not getting any better. I'm getting even hotter now. Oh, this is so weird. My clothes are starting to feel a little tight. Wait. Are these? What? Please tell me I'm not going crazy. My boobs were never this big before. I mean, I barely had anything. And they feel so soft now. Oh, I'm sensitive. Maybe this is what awakening my true self meant. Oh, I don't know. It feels so good though. Oh, and my hips, they're getting wider too, aren't they? My thighs are getting thicker. And oh my goodness, look at this ass. So big, so round. It popped out of my little dress already. Oh, I think my whole body is growing actually. I'm almost your height now. Oh, and all of these curves, these heavy tits, they feel so amazing. I'm not sure when all of this will stop, but I don't want it to. I want more. I want to grow all curvy and sexy for you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I should have guessed my dress wouldn't last long. It's looking a little tight in the top already. And the fabric pressing against my nipples, it's getting me even hornier. Oh, but at this pace, it's gonna end up ripping. Oh, it's relieving to finally have them free though. Just look at these babies. Wait, the heat's starting to go to other places. Oh, my back and my head. What's gonna happen? Oh, wow. My wings, they're so beautiful now. And I finally have horns. Oh, but I have to focus. I need to take my panties off. It's so hard to peel them down though. Without my ass is just eating them up. I think I'll have to rip them too. Oh fuck, they're so wet. Oh, and my pussy is dripping. I need to touch myself. I can't help it. Yes. Oh fuck. Yes. All of this energy, all of these sensations. I'm losing my mind. I can feel them all building up. I think I'm gonna. Yes. Oh. I feel so powerful. I don't think I've ever felt so alive before. What is it, honey? You look so worried. Of course, that's still me, you dork. Let's just say, I've got a new look now. And you seem to be enjoying this new look a lot. Don't be coy. I feel all the lust coming from you. All the dirty thoughts you're having about this body. You don't need to hide anything from me. Still nervous? Aww. It's fine, though. I can see why you'd be like that. Especially now that I'm taller than you. Why don't you just give me a little nod then? I promise I'll take care of you very well. Good boy. Oh, sit on the edge of the couch for me. Yes, like that. Now I can sit here, right on your lap. Doesn't that feel nice? Oh, honey, you don't need to be shy about my new body. You're the reason I changed like this after all. Your essence did this to me. And do you know what that means? It means I'm yours. These big tits pressing against your chest. This thick ass grinding up and down on your lap. This naked pussy dripping on your boxes. They all belong to you. Yes. Touch me. Grab my tits. Play with them. Oh, fuck. You have no idea how sensitive they are. Oh, more. More. Squeeze them too. Come on. Yes. Just like that. And grind back against my pussy. Imagine how it would feel to be inside it. Pumping even more of your essence into me. Oh, that is exactly how this night's going to end, honey. But before that, there's something else I know you want really badly. When I said I could read your dirty thoughts, I was being very serious. You would love to have your cock between these tits, wouldn't you? What a naughty boy. I wonder, though, if instead of pulling your boxes down, I can just... It looks like this magic thing can be quite handy. Maybe I can also make some oil. And spread it all over my tits to make them nice and slippery. Now, I can go down a bit and slide you right between them. They got so huge, didn't they? I feel like a girl from one of those hentai I used to read. Oh, I never told you about those, did I? Whoops. The truth is, I've always been naughty. I was just too embarrassed about it. Not anymore. And look at how your cock's almost getting lost here. Oh, I bet you love that. Feeling all this softness around you. How I slide up and down. Up and down. I bet you'd also love it if I squeeze them right like this. I can see the pre-cum dripping already. Oh, how much I'd give to have that in my mouth. But I can't. Why? Oh, honey, you saw how I got when I tasted your cock. And that was before my awakening. Now, all my instincts are 10 times stronger. Do you think I'd be able to stop myself? Exactly. I would end up sucking you dry. And I want you to finish in a different place. So, I'd rather avoid that. Now, keep feeling my tits squeezing your cock. Let all that essence build up for me. And I want you to hold back as much as you can. Such a good boy. I can feel it in your scent. You're about to lose control. That means it's time. Get up and come closer. Really close. I want to know what happens when you unleash all that pent-up lust. So, I will bend over the couch. Right here. See how I'm twitching and aching for you? Even my thighs are soaked. Isn't that a tempting view? Ugh. Just let your instincts take over, honey. Fuck your succubus like you've been craving to, and feed her pussy with all that sweet essence. Oh, yes. Oh, shove your cock inside me. Oh, yes. More. Oh, no need to be gentle. I was literally made for this. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Now grab my hips and start pounding me. Oh, harder. Harder. Yes, pound this little pussy. Oh, the way your hips smack on my ass. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, don't stop. Don't go any slower. I want to scream for you. Yes, fuck me. Fuck me. See how my tits bounce with each thrust. Oh, let this big ass cushion you while you plow me. Oh, now, I'll bend over even more. And I want you to use my horns as handles. I want you to go even deeper. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. You're pulling my tail too. Oh, no. Don't stop. Keep doing that. Pull my tail when you thrust. Oh, yes. Just like that. Keep hitting that spot. Oh, each time you do, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Oh, wait. Are you rubbing my rings? Oh, fuck. 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 I didn't know. It was such a weak spot. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is too much. This is too much for a first-time succubus. I can't hold back. I need you. Now. I need you to come in me. Right now. Don't pull out until the last drop is inside of me, okay? I want you to fill me up. Come in me. Come in me. I need it so badly. Yes. Yes. I'm coming. Ah, I'm coming. Come with me. Ah, now. Ah, oh, yes. Ah. That was so amazing. You came so much inside me, honey. I can feel all that essence flowing through me again. Also, you really let out your wild side in the end, didn't you? You look so tired. It's like you're about to pass out at any moment. Hey, it's all right. It's my fault for draining so much of your energy. But don't worry, I'll take care of you. Come here. You're lighter than I expected. I hope you don't mind being carried to bed. Let's go then. There. You don't need to worry about anything now. I'll lie down next to you, hold you real close, and caress your beautiful body. You can rest your head on my chest. It's fine. It won't hurt me. And I bet you'll love having these soft pillows. There we go. Isn't it comfy? I can even wrap my wings around you to keep you warm. Now, relax. Let your eyelids become heavy. I promise I'll be holding you when you wake up. Honey, are you still awake? Before you sleep, there's something I'd like to say. I know a lot happened tonight, and a lot of things changed. Our relationship, my body. I think I might be acting a little different as well. But I promise, some things will never change. It doesn't matter if I'm a succubus, or the way I look or sound now. I'm still that dorky girl you know on the inside. I'm still yours. I still adore you. And you still suck at card games. You know, the things that matter. It really was a crazy night, but I'm so glad you're here with me again. I really miss the weekends we used to spend together. You know, playing games, watching shows together, laughing about silly things. We'll definitely not stop doing that. However, there is one thing that will change quite a bit from now on. We're going to have a lot more fun together now, aren't we? Good night. I hope you have sweet dreams.